Texte numéro 23. Commercial space flights. At an altitude of 400 kilometers, with both vessels traveling at 7.7 kilometers a second, the Crew Dragon capsule came within 2 meters of the International Space Station. After a final 20 seconds of stately approach, the Endeavour's capturing made contact with the station's docking adapter. The short voyage's simple, straightforward end belied its significance. In May 2012, SpaceX, a Californian firm founded by Elon Musk, started using its spacecraft to make cargo deliveries to the space station built by America, Russia, Europe, Japan, and Canada. On May 30, 2020, the firm's Dragon capsule also delivered 2 American astronauts, who were the first astronauts of any country to reach orbit in a vessel designed and operated by a private company. The feat is good news for astronauts, for American taxpayers, and for the world at large. While older Russian Soyuz capsules seated only 3 astronauts, the Crew Dragons, which were designed afresh in the 2010s, now seat up to 7 and have toilets. American taxpayers get space flights which cost much less than they would if the government had overseen every detail of the spacecraft's design and operation as it used to. It would be wrong to see this as simply an example of the private sector outperforming the public sector. Admittedly, NASA, America's space agency, has a disastrous history of overexpensive spaceflight projects, such as the shuttle. But SpaceX is not so much a matter of outcompeting NASA as a matter of NASA learning how to do things better. The government didn't just go to SpaceX with an open checkbook, order a ride, and sit back. It provided thought-through contracts that helped the firm develop the technologies it needed. It also promised to provide a market once the capsules were ready. This gave SpaceX's engineers the resources they needed to do the job at a fraction of previous costs, a model of public-private partnership. And it is not only NASA that benefits. The Crew Dragon is available to anyone who can pay. To date, almost all human space flight has been governmental, but it doesn't have to be. SpaceX has already signed up with companies offering Crew Dragon trips to the space station and to an orbit around the Earth. It has also made a deal to fly a Japanese billionaire around the Moon once its next spacecraft, Starship, is ready. Some intrepid, wealthy souls have already visited the space station as tourists. More can now follow. Parts of NASA's program for a human return to the Moon are now being run in the same commercially focused way as the Crew Dragon program. Profitable lunar ventures seem unlikely, but if private companies want to try to prove the contrary, they should be free to do so. Adapted from The Economist, June 2020.